Love.
Hi, Cynthia. It's Sarah. How are you?
I'm okay.
That's great. I'm calling because I see that Cody's been clocking in this week.
Yeah.
So remember I was telling you that we don't clock in until the spend down is paid and you're on hold?
I didn't know. I guess I didn't understand that.
What?
So has the spend down been met?
It doesn't look like it yet for this month.
No. Here, give me some. This is Cody Reynolds. So what happens when the spend down's been met and I haven't clocked in? That means I'm not going to get paid?
So what happens is that the hours are authorized for the month. So if you don't, the spend down's not met, let's say until the 5th, like we were looking back at the months and seeing averagely, like to see if there's an average day when it's paid. There really isn't. Sometimes it's the 2nd, the 3rd, the 7th of the month. So that you can always catch up on the hours later in the month. You won't be losing out the hours in the month. You'll be
Well,
losing out to
okay,
the
but let me, but see, this is the same thing. Okay, so last year, because when they get behind, sometimes it won't show until the first of the next month that the spend down's been met for the month before. That's why it took a while for me to even start work. And so we talked to Medicaid, and they said that that's perfectly fine for you all to turn in your hours the month after for the month prior, and you guys will get paid. So when you turn in your hours, my March hours, and you turn it in April or whatever, you'll still get paid for all of March.
I hear. So that's what they were telling you, that it's okay that Cynthia's inactive for the month of March then, and then will be active in April.
Yes, because Medicaid's behind, and so generally, and see, we're still in March, and they will pay for all of March regardless, because once it's been met, the whole month is taken care of. So you guys can submit your March bills in April, and you will still get paid.
It's just not March.
So it doesn't matter, and there's nothing she can do. It's just because it's Medicaid, it's how everything's billed, it's the doctors that she sees. I mean, she always meets her spend down, but sometimes they don't get to all the paperwork because they're doing the whole state of Missouri, so it just depends. And they have hired more people because we got a phone call from this lady about we had turned in some expenses, and she wanted to make sure which month we wanted it towards. Because it was like mid-February, and she'd already met her spend down for February. So we use all that, the other medical expense for on March. So, I mean, so it's no big deal. I mean, are you guys not getting paid, or how? Can you not wait until when I worked for Danny, they just billed Medicaid at the end of the month or the first of the next month and got paid because y'all pay me and then you get reimbursed.
Right. So what I see here on our end is that also it's not necessarily been paid for the full months in the past. Also, like in January, there's still some of it that hasn't been paid.
What do you mean?
Like a
There's
little,
hours that there's hours that haven't been paid.
a
Then you
percentage of
just,
the spend down.
huh?
A percentage of the spend down, like not the entire thing, it looks like was met. Like some of it was and some of it wasn't.
Of what, the spend down
Yeah.
or what you got paid?
No, the
Then you
spend
re
down.
that you guys have nothing to do with this. I mean, so that the spend down wasn't met, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, when the spend down's not met, then the count isn't active, so we can't bill for her until it's completely active.
True. And then when you bill for that, you get paid. So if let's say January 1st through the 15th is an active, and then it becomes active on the 16th, you guys can bill for January 1st through the 15th and get paid. You can't get paid until it's active. That's what I'm saying. And it's not active until they've submitted everything. But that's why. they submitted the entire month at the same time. Like, they didn't submit. Are you guys, like, submitting per week or something?
I'm not sure how it even gets submitted. I think it's at the end of the month.
Sounds like it's per week.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it sounds like. I mean, like, Modani does it per month. Are you guys not a very big company? I'm really confused because we have never had this issue. And no one else, I mean, ever. You just, this was never an issue with the other company. They just billed everything at the beginning of next month because that's, I mean, and everything was perfect.
Right. I hear what you're saying. I'm going to go ask my supervisor now if we can bill for you at the end of the next month and see what he says about that. And then I'll give you guys a call back.
Okay, because Cynthia can't do anything, and it's to the point where, you know, unless you want us to, you know, that's just how it's working with her stuff.
Mm-hmm. I hear.
Okay, I mean, so are you guys needing us to switch companies or what?
Well, not unless, I mean, if the spend down is paid, like, well, this is what we do with the other patients that have spend down. If they're meeting it through claims, the same thing happens for them, and they're put on hold until it's paid. So, until it's paid through claims. Most people, there's only, like, two other clients that have met through claims, and they're put on hold.
And so they don't work until the spend down's been met?
Yeah.
And so how are their clients doing?
Well, it could be they maybe just don't need so much help on those days. I'm saying it's just the way it works that they don't clock in because they're inactive. We can't bill for them.
Do they work without being paid?
I don't know, because like I said, if you guys would bill, you guys will get your money if you bill for everything at once instead of weekly. If you turn around and bill it at the end of the month, you'll get paid all your money. There's not a problem.
For when you
want exactly. I'm not sure if it's through. I think the person was saying if it's met through claims, it doesn't backdate. It only backdates if you pay out of pocket, not through claims. So I'm going to go ask if it backdates.
Okay. That's what I'm saying. Then it will all backdate. That's what I'm saying. They would turn in like my March. Their March thing, they would turn in like the 1st of April, they'd get paid for March.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know.
Well, just send me a bill.
Okay, so I'll go ask and I'll give you a call back. I'm going to explain to them the situation.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Sure, bye.